This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
I know Garfield and Boomtown Rats hated Mondays, but to me, Tuesdays are the worst days of the week. A hangover from Monday blues with most of the week still ahead. Light at the end of the tunnel still dim, far off, depressing it can be. And that is the beauty of this show dropping on Tuesdays to help smile and giggle our way through this drag towards the weekend. So let's get going.
My favorite stories of the day.
No sense in beating around the bush. Let's go ahead and jump straight into the Sunshine State. Good for everything wacky under the sunshine. So those of us who have seen or heard of Quentin Tarantino's movie Pulp Fiction will love this one. Tarantino's birthday, by the way, Thursday. Celebrity B-Day is a little later. But a man in Key West, Florida was arrested the Friday before last, accused of going 63 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. It's a bad accusation, but local 10 News in Miami is reporting cops say officers walked up and saw an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle in plain sight inside the car, and that's a bad accusation, too. Now, police also say he showed signs of being drunk, another bad accusation, but they keep coming. Police added another when they decided, for whatever reason, to search his home and say they found 20 guns, 10,000 bullets, a PVC pipe bomb, explosive chemicals, tools, and an explosive investigation guidebook. So they arrested him and filed gun charges against the 39-year-old in jail on $1.7 million bail. And I said Pulp Fiction lovers would love this one for a reason.
Did you just order a $5 shake?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shake. That's milk and ice cream.
Last I heard.
That's $5.
More than that now, homie. But the reason is, the man's name is Vincent Vega. Vega's accused of having all the guns, pipe bombs, how-to books, and an AR-15 buddy riding in the car with him. Now, the 39-year-old is 8 years older than the 1994 movie, so cannot accuse his mom of copycatting. Maybe we just found the inspiration for the character. Same name. And those who follow this show may remember a couple of weeks ago I talked about the Florida guy who cops say went into an Orlando Tiffany & Company's jewelry store, claimed to be a rep for an Orlando Magic NBA player, so got escorted into a private area where police say he snatched a couple earrings worth $600,000, ran out and drove off some 340 miles away that day in late February before cops say they caught him. Only for the guy to swallow the pair of $600,000 earrings. Well, the guy apparently had a $600,000 poop in jail because Sky News is reporting Orlando police say they recovered the earrings, even took a picture of them, washed off and clean in someone's gloved up hand. And this begs the question, who did the recovering? And did this guy have every number two of his searched until they plopped out? Inquiring minds. Now, a lot of us who love basketball have spent the day at a gym or court playing until it was time to come home. But a group of Georgia men were either single or had to go on makeup dates to hopefully satisfy their loved ones afterwards because they played a basketball game for 5 days straight. UPI is reporting they ended this marathon of a game Friday in Fairburn, Georgia, with the final score of 13,096 to 12,972. One basketball game lasted 121 hours and 3 minutes. It was for a good cause. The men are part of an Atlanta-based nonprofit group called Men Opposing Sex Trafficking, which adds up to the acronym MOST. And all 23 of these guys, between the ages of 17 and 64, did the most by staying inside the gym the entire time, even while taking breaks. And for that, they earned a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records. Once the 5-day game ended Friday morning, and they raised money to help fight sex trafficking while helping victims. So it's pretty cool. Just, hey, hope their loved ones are cool with a 5-day pickup game. Back after this break. But first, hey, give a listen to DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg H.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip hop and R&B matters. The Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg H.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended. So trust nature, the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy committee.
And now for the world around us.
Now, those of us familiar or from New York City who have been to Times Square in Midtown Manhattan when somebody dressed up like Spider-Man, a Ninja Turtle, or some other cartoon character would basically chase people down for tips. Well, police in Naples, Italy are looking for whoever dressed up in a Mickey Mouse costume with glitter stars all over him and took pictures with visitors in the Via Toledo area of town. Now, the Sun newspaper is reporting tourists have been posting pictures on social media of Mickey posing with kids and parents right before, they say, he started begging for money and pulled a knife on some to add a little spice to the begging. A little oregano, a little basil, chop it up with a knife. One local politician claims Mickey has been extorting visitors with the knife, and that is why cops in Naples, Italy, are looking for this fake Mickey Mouse. A mouse trap is what they're using. Italian officials also warn folks to stay away from anybody dressed up like Mickey Mouse. And just know, there may be a scammer inside that costume with a knife. And while we're on cartoon mascots, in Japan, the Oita Airport is about to be renamed for a bit. So anyone flying in, maybe for the Osaka World Expo, running from Sunday, April 13th through mid-October, should know that they'll be landing at the Oita Hello Kitty Airport. The officials decided to have a little fun since Hello Kitty's owner also owns the theme park Harmony Land in southwestern Japan. And given Hello Kitty's worldwide popularity, they thought it would be cute for tourists and folks from Japan heading to the World Expo in Osaka.
In a minute, I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea.
Now, in the Netherlands, wildlife officials in the central Dutch city of Utrecht are pretty much banking on people either being fish lovers or bored, or both, because they installed sort of a ring camera doorbell system on a river lock, so people with the time and desire to watch an online live stream of fish swimming upstream to the river lock gate can let wildlife officials know when a whole school of fish are banging on the gate to get in, so they can swim upstream in the springtime to make little fish babies in the shallow water. Yeah, the AP is reporting this live stream has been up for 5 years of springtime migrations already, and millions of people have logged on and watched as bass, pike, bream, and other fish get backed up at the gate, at which point people click a button on the website to alert a water worker, who then opens the gate to let the fish through. Now, one would think this water worker could just sit and watch the online live stream or the live stream with the worker's own eyes and open the gate, but just shows there are a lot of helpful, bored, fish-loving people out there. And speaking of animal lovers, the 4th Shanghai Pet Fashion Week is being held this coming weekend. I mean, good timing, given China's Beijing Spring-Summer Fashion Week was just this past week, and New York and Milan already held theirs. Tis the Fashion Week season. This Pet Fashion Week, though, in Shanghai, that'll feature 15 fashion shows, 13 pet pop-up activities, and 5 pet sports competitions. Almost 2,000 pet-owning families took part in the preliminary round to make it to the main stage this coming Friday through Sunday. And this is not some small niche-type thing. No, organizers say they're expecting about 200,000 pet lovers and industry insiders to be there, which means this will also be huge for all the pet clothing lines. They have fashion brands from 18 countries that are coming to this. But it'll also be sort of like Black Friday after Thanksgiving in the U.S. for anyone with a poop-scooping business. That many pets at the Shanghai International Fashion Center will likely require a lot of fast-responding professional scoopers if organizers want to avoid brown shoe prints all over the floors. Back in a moment.
Oh, my God, baby, thanks.
If you want to tone those muscles up for the beach or poolside, have I got the goods for you.
I was just going to buy a workout kit.
The workout kit. 2 durable, super strong bands guaranteed not to break.
Wait.
Is this it?
Two bars also guaranteed not to break, which connect to the bars for maximum resistance up to 5 pounds.
I'm being pranked, right?
And two all-natural 5-pound stones for upper body workouts, or slip the compact stones in your pockets for a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket? And two rubber bands and two sticks?
The workout kit. Portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
This is really what's nice as kit.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
I'll get off at your...
What's up with what's going down, though?
How dare the Girl Scouts get rid of Samoas? What's up with that? Yeah, those caramel chocolate coconut nougats of goodness have been warming my heart since way before Girl Scout Cookie Monsters changed the name to Caramel Delights, which they are. Caramel Delights. But the Girl Scouts of the USA is the organization in charge of their annual cookie season lineup and put out a statement saying they are doing away with Samoas, or Caramel Delights, and Tagalongs, the peanut butter-filled cookies covered in chocolate, another fan favorite. But the group basically blamed money, pointing to the realities of today's supply chain, changing ingredients, keeping up with demand and sustainability concerns. But who asked them to change the ingredients? A sad time for a Samoa and Tagalong lovers. Cookie Monster has to be turning in his garbage can.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Somebody said, hey, that's him. Put him in jail. Now I don't have a lawyer and out enough to raise my bail. Fetch me that doggy bone. I'm tired of doing it all.
Slammy Sammy, bringing back a lot of wild memories with that old jam. Mike Mann here, and right now, we're going to keep the bar.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 25th. DJ and producer Ryan Lewis with Macklemore. He's 37.
Little stupid, I don't give a,
And so is rapper Big Sean, 37. He seemed bothered there, by the way. A comedian and former SNL cast member Chris Redd, 40. Actor Catherine McPhee, singer too. Runner-up on American Idol in 2006. She's 41. Herc in The Wire. Actor Dominic Lombardozzi's 49. All Saints, singer Melanie Blatt, 50. Mother's Milk and The Boys, actor Laz Alonso, 54. Actor Sarah Jessica Parker, Carrie Bradshaw is hitting 60. Brie Van de Kamp, Desperate Housewives, actor Marsha Cross, 63. Yes, sir. Singer Elton John, 78 now. Thanks for the name, buddy, but not selling no cartoon balloons. And film critic Gene Shalit with the big afro and mustache. He is 99 now. Then on Wednesday, actor and model Keira Knightley will be 40. CBS News correspondent and Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan, 45. Actor Amy Smart, 49. Rapper Juvenile needs to change his name now, hitting the big 5-0. Actor Leslie Mann will be 53.
A little messed up, but we're all right.
Yep, singer Kitty Chesney will turn 57. Actor and screenwriter Michael Imperioli, Chris Moltisanti and The Sopranos, 59. Actor Jennifer Grey, baby, will be 65. Talk show host Lisa Gibbons, 68. Comedian and actor Martin Short, 75.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Singer, comedian, and actor Vicki Lawrence, Mama and Mama's Family, will be 76. Aerosmith lead man Steven Tyler, 77 Wednesday, and
it's my house and I live here.
The boss and queen of Motown, singer and actor Diana Ross, will be 81. Then on Thursday the 27th,
love me, happy, ungodly hour.
Chloe's sister, singer and actor Halle Bailey, will be 25.
They always claim they know me, coming to me.
me call me Stacy.
Yeah, that's because your name is Stacy Ferguson. Fergie in the Black Eyed Peas. She'll be 50. Abby in NCIS. Actor Pauly Perret will be 56. Actor and model Talisa Soto. Bond girl Lupe Lamosa in License to Kill. She'll be 58. And
I buy the gourmet expensive stuff because when I drink it, I want to taste it. But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the coffee in my kitchen.
Tell us. Tell us what you're upset about. Movie director and actor Quentin Tarantino will be 62. And that's a wrap for this Real Pod newscast. Had to bring up Sir Elton John or Reginald Reggie Dwight being his given name. And since he basically given my name, thanks to my parents loving the song, I'll be a good man for a moment and say I cannot say enough how much I appreciate you all listening. And please, if you haven't already, hit follow on the show's podcast page to get them when they drop. Also, it helps distributors tally up listeners to see if enough for sponsors to pay. Real talk here on Real Pod Newscast. Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Show Enough.